Welcome to Good Deeds. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And with me today is a gentleman who lives here in St. Pete, but is on a mission. And he's on a mission because this is PTSD Month. And an organization that he is part of is doing some amazing things. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome Jim Durning to Good Deeds. Welcome, Jim.
Hello, Nanette, and thank you for having me.
So you're the co-founder of the Reborn Project, and it's a passion project for you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it certainly is a passion project, and it's something I've been working on for about a dozen years. And it began back in 2010 when I was working for my then brother-in-law, a gentleman by the name of Roger Waters, formerly of Pink Floyd. And he had asked me to help him with some working on the Wall Tour, which was four years, 218 dates around the world. It's actually the third highest grossing tour of all time at that time. But the show that he created was very anti-war, but very pro-soldier. And having lost his grandfather and his father on the battlefields of World War I and World War II, he asked me if I could assemble some injured vets to be his guests at each show. And I was able to accomplish that with the help of the VA and a number of different organizations. And then he met all of them backstage at halftime, and it became very clear that while this was good for them and they enjoyed it, that we needed to do more. And he asked me to look for ways to give back in a more significant way. And one of those ways was through a connection to Lee Woodruff, whose husband Bob Woodruff was the ABC News correspondent that was injured in Iraq in 2006. They had started a nonprofit, and they were doing a show each year as a fundraiser called Stand Up for Heroes, which was the night of comedy and music to benefit the Bob Woodruff Foundation. And they had done a number of the events before I brought Roger in, and it was Bruce Springsteen, John Mayer, John Stewart, Jim Gaffigan, Ricky Gervais, so pretty top tier talent, and performed at the Beacon Theater. I brought Roger in, and Roger asked me, he said, look, rather than just get up and strum a guitar and sing a song, I'd like to build a show, and I'd like the show to be comprised of a band of injured vets that could hold a note or strum a guitar. And that led me to finding a program called Music Corps at Walter Reed, which was founded by a gentleman by the name of Arthur Bloom and Greg Lohman, two gentlemen. And they were bringing music lessons to the most severely wounded at Walter Reed. And I went to Walter Reed, I met them, and I saw what was happening. And it was clear that they were very engaged, and which was meaningful. But it was when I talked to the wives of these young men and asked them, what it meant to them, they just broke down and said, Jim, you don't understand. This program gave me my husband back. It gave the father to our children back. He was gone, he lost, and now he has purpose. And that immediately resonated with me, and brought Roger down to Walter Reed, and he organized them into a band. And in 2012, we did a show at Bate Beacon Theater. We had eight veterans that were going to come from Walter. They were actually current patients at Walter Reed at the time. And it turns out they were quite good. And we did the second year in 2013 in Madison Square Garden. But then a number of them decided that they, and encouraged by some top-tier talent like Roger and Bruce Springsteen and John Mayer, so you guys are really quite good, and they formed a band, and the band was called The Resilient. So it expanded on that thing that gave them purpose, and they started playing gigs, and you got gigs more often than not at military installations. By that I mean VFWs, American Legions, military posts, veteran VAs. What became very apparent to them very quickly was that the experience that when veterans who have the unseen wounds saw them and experienced what they were doing, what they observed and what they felt was they saw these young men that had the severest of injuries. Our drummer's a triple amputee, by way of example. At least he's a double amputee, has no use of his right arm. They saw that they created something, they had purpose, and they were experiencing joy. And after each show, many of them would come up and introduce themselves and say, you know, I've been battling not pulling that trigger every night for the past month. And, you know, I've just seen something that's quite unbelievable to me. But I say, if you can accomplish this with the injuries that you have, then I have a shot. And tell me how to help. How can I get to where you are? And, you know, then COVID came and the self-harm rate among veterans just 3x'd. And I call it suicide by bottle or bullet. And what was happening to friends of mine, friends of theirs, was they're experiencing more and more of the self-harm and suicide rate amongst friends, people we knew. And there are two of the gentlemen that I knew that were a part of the Stand Up For Heroes shows actually took their own lives. And it was at that point that they contacted me and said, we really would like to formalize this and make it sort of more organized and try to touch more of us that are struggling and, you know, help stop them from hurting themselves or worse, taking their own lives. And so we built a nonprofit called the Reborn Project. And the Reborn Project's mission is to help end veteran suffering. And it does so by creating beacon programs. And a beacon program is one where veterans that are injured have gotten themselves to the other side and built productive, meaningful lives. And consistent with the mantra that we all know the military live by, leave no man behind, are intent on doing exactly that, helping those that are having difficulty getting to a successful life. And so we organized it and came up, developed a show, which is music. And by the way, the guys write, they play covers, but they write a lot of their own originals. And most of them have to do with their lives, their experiences. And they're now more than 10 years off the battlefield. So there's a bit of an evolution that is written into their music. And it's quite good. So it's part of the show, as is their articulation of their personal experiences and stories. For purposes of just showing the audiences, and particularly those that are injured, injured veterans that are struggling, those with the unseen wounds, that they have a shot and chance, and that you know, asking for help is a good thing, and the help is here if you ask. It also demonstrates for civilians who generally don't have a lot of interaction with veterans, more specifically wounded veterans, it illuminates them to the plight that they experience, and you know, it shifts a bit of the thinking from, you know, when you see a homeless vet at the end of a ramp on an interstate, you go for a ramp and someone's standing up with a sign, homeless vet help. It kind of shifts the general public. Some often will say, you know, why can't you just get a job? Shift their thinking to something along the lines like, maybe there's something more there. Maybe I can be a bit more help, right? And have empathy. So that is the intent of the Reborn Project, and what we've created is the Leave No Man Behind tour. And the first installment of that tour is a show that we're going to stage on June 20th, a week from yesterday, at Janus Live in St. Petersburg, a venue I know well. I live in St. Petersburg. I'm from a small town called Sag Harbor up in New York, but my second hometown is St. Petersburg. I love it there. But I know a number of people that, you know, that stay in town, and the community has really risen up to really help support this cause. And the venue is lending the venue, you know, free of charge. But we're staging a show with the Resilient and a stand-up comedian named Adam Keyes, who is an injured vet. He's actually a stand-up comedian, missing three limbs, pun is sort of intended. But the purpose of the show is to fill the audience with as many veterans as we possibly can for the purposes of, you know, reaching out to them and getting them to get them unstuck, I guess is a good way to put it, and ask for help.
You know, what I think is amazing is that this is a message of hope and optimism. You know, as I'm looking at Father's Day, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have fathers who served in the military in World War II or the Korean War or even, you know, further back. And PTSD, you didn't even know. It wasn't even discussed. So the fact that you are shining a light and empowering veterans to rise from adversity is not just a message to the veterans, it's a message to anyone who would attend. So folks, this is going to be at Janus on the 20th, and the admission is free for military personnel, veterans, first responders, and their spouses with valid ID. General admission tickets for the public are available online. This is really a message of hope for everyone, isn't it?
It absolutely is. There's no question about it, because it's had an impact on me. It's given me a tremendous appreciation for the life that I'm fortunate enough to have. But when I see what the adversity that these young men have overcome, it causes me to realize that I don't really have any problems, per se. But if I'm feeling down, I will call Tim Donnelly, the lead singer, and say, Tim, how's it going today? I say, Tim, the sun is shining, I'm awake, birds are chirping, life couldn't be better. And whatever problems I have just disappear.
And, well, you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I've seen that happen. It's this magic moment when the band, when civilians as well as veterans see the band, and then it becomes personal. And it's a real, you see it in action, you know, what's possible. Yeah, it's a message for, you know, civilians as well as veterans and active military alike. And in addition to, I also have to mention, I was able to, I went to Raymond James, who has agreed to become a sponsor, specific of the Raymond James Valor Inclusion, Veterans Inclusion Network. And they are the name sponsor. They understand, you know, the benefit of what these young men are attempting to accomplish, and are accomplishing, I should say, and want to do more of it. To that end, their Valor network of nonprofits that support veterans, they support about 43 nonprofits. We will have at the venue a presence from 7 of them. And those 7 are resources for veterans that if they're in the audience and they, you know, see the suicide prevention, addiction, and the like, there's some place to go and ask for help right then.
You know, one of the things that I did not know, and, you know, we say that music is healing, that the fact that there is a Music Corps music rehabilitation program at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center is amazing to me. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And I'm sure there's other things that they're doing as well.
I sure can. It's a very small program. It was started by it's the brainchild of a man named Arthur Bloom, who is a Juilliard graduate, a professional musician, living in New York City. When the war broke out, and he saw what was happening, and he believed, and really kind of on a shoestring, that he could make a difference. And he contacted the folks at Walter Reed, and he was a one man show, and went down there and started this program, and it took off like wildfire. He brought in a gentleman named Greg Lohman, who is a professional musician, and they have had a number of celebrities that have come down and participated with the guys in that program. John Mayer, Sheryl Crow, Billy Corgan, Tom Morello for Rage Against the Machine. By the way, many of those have also played with the Resilient at gigs and fundraisers around the country over the past 10 years. It's a phenomenal program. Arthur was actually nominated and made the list of 10 finalists for CNN Person of the Year. He didn't win. I thought he should have. But that being said,
There's still another year.
There's always another year. But he doesn't do it for that, and neither do I. At the end of the day, my mission, and for Jim Durning, when I met these young men, and I've known them now for about 15 years, you know, they make a difference in the world, and they have overcome adversity that I'm not so sure that I could overcome, but they're an inspiration to me. And for my purposes, if I can help them do what they do and help them spread the message and help others, you know, it may be one of the best contributions I make, to the world. And the world's a little bit better place because of something I did, and that brings me, you know, tremendous joy, and I'm honored to be able to be in a position to do it.
Folks, if you've just joined us on Good Deeds, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and I'm talking to a dedicated philanthropist who lives here in St. Pete, Jim Durning. He's raised funds and organized housing projects for veterans and underserved communities across the U.S., Mexico, and Haiti. We're talking about his project that he was co-founder of, the Reborn Project, and the band, The Resilient. Let's introduce The Resilient Band. So we've got lead vocalist, Tim Donnelly, guitarist, right, Nate Kowicki, both injured during service in Afghanistan, triple amputee drummer Juan Dominguez.
Dominguez, yes.
Bassist Eric Kawicki, and teaching artist Greg Lohman. Teaching artist, tell me about that.
Greg Lohman was one of the founders of the Music Corps program. That he's a professional musician and worked with Arthur Bloom, and he saw the value in these young men taking the show on the road now that they're out of Walter Reed, and the benefit of how effective they are at bringing in those that are struggling, suffering, and engaged in self-harm and even worse behavior, and saving lives. And he wants to be a.
So does he do workshops as well with the band when they go around to different places to try to cultivate more people to use music as a way to find their way back in the world?
Yeah, we're not doing that at this juncture, but that's something that we'd like to include in our offering. He's a working professional musician. He's a member of another band called the Red Hot Red Knots and Chili Peppers. Excuse me. Very popular. Tribute
love
band.
That band, right?
Yeah, they are terrific. But he's the lead guitarist for that band as well as for us. So it's an honor and a pleasure to have him.
Folks, I hope that you will join this incredible show, The Resilient, Leave No Man Behind. Again, it's at Janus on Friday, June 20th. We'll have the link in our story. The show begins at 8 o'clock. Admission is free for military personnel, veterans, first responders, and their spouses. Present valid ID, but it is a program to support wounded veterans, really, and turned rock band, and to really better understand their journey through music. Let me ask you, Jim, you philanthropy, I want to talk to you because good deeds is so important. Being a philanthropist, you're a very successful businessman, and you've done so many things. Tell me why philanthropy is so important to you, sometimes maybe even as important as your career and profession.
Well, an interesting question. About midway through my working life, maybe 20 years ago, you know, it was, you know, you're chasing the American dream and you sort of acquire all the stuff that, you know, we're told is going to make us happy. And you find that it actually doesn't. Yes, I'm more comfortable and you have all the nice stuff and accoutrements. But it wasn't until I began, and this is really born of my, you know, Roger Waters' request to engage and start helping veterans, just how much more I got out of it than I gave. No matter how much I give, no matter how much I do, I get more from it. There's absolutely no question about it. And it's maybe a better citizen, husband, father, uncle, friend, and happier, and just happier with who I am in the world. So I'd like to say it's selfless in entirety, but, you know, it's actually not, because I get as much as I give. And I've seen that with anybody else, anybody that has done the same. So that's really the motivation behind me. There's also another small piece of it as I look back at my life, and, you know, I'm more than 60 years old, let's put it that way. I look back, it's like, I ask myself a question. It's like, I've had a really successful, fun life, ups and downs like everybody else, but is the world a better place because I was here? That's a question I ask myself. And you know, at the end of the day, there's not a lot of things that I've done where I can answer, yes, the world's a better place because I was here. This is certainly the answer to this work for me. Means yes, just a little bit, and for me, that, you know, has some importance in addition to how it makes me feel as a person and understanding my place in the world.
Jim, I want to thank you for shining a light on this issue, the Reborn Project, that supports healing and empowerment for veterans and first responders. The Resilient, a rock band of wounded U.S. veterans that uses music as a tool for recovery and connection. Thank you so much for sharing your story with Radio St. Pete. Folks, we will have all of the links, both to the Reborn Project, the Resilient, and to what Jim is doing on our story. Jim, parting words to people about the importance of PTSD Month and this tour of 8 cities that is starting with Janus Live on June 20th.
Well, the message is, there's more out there than you think. that while the war is over on the battlefield, the young men and women that went and you know, crossed the ocean with a weapon in hand to a foreign hostile land to defend our way of life so the rest of us can live this wonderful life we live in the best country in the world, they still need us. And they need us probably now more than ever. Don't forget them. And you know, it takes, you know, there's so much going on in the world at the moment. And my answer to that always, when I see so much like social media activity and people are angry about, you know, X, Y, or Z, like I would say, if you want to be happy and make the world a better place, just go find one person that needs help. And do that, and the world becomes a better place, and the world changes. There's more of us that give help than need help. And I can't say enough about what it does for the world and for you as an individual, for each and every one of us.
Folks, if you have not gotten the message that philanthropy matters, that good deeds matter, that our veterans need us, I want to thank you, Jim, so much for bringing this to light. We're all very excited about this tour coming to Janice. And as Father's Day approaches, Flag Day on this weekend, folks, please do the right thing by our very own American heroes. Jim Durning, thank you so much for this interview.
Nanette, thank you very much. I very much appreciate you giving me the chance to tell my and their story.
Thank you. For good deeds, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. We'll see you next time.